protein. And this is
okay. Let's go ahead and do the Shema. This is March 6, March 15. March 15, 2018. And this is Biblical Hebrew 1 with Lita Hill. There you go. And let's do the Shema. Ready?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Baruch Shem Kevod, Malchuto, Leolam Vaed.
Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Blessed be his glorious name, whose kingdom is forever and ever. Amen.
Hallelujah. You may be seated, and we're going to look at the other one, and that would be our Hatov V'Hametiv. Ready? Baruch Ata Adonai, Eloheinu Melech Haolam, Hatov V'Hametiv. Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who is good and who does good. Amen. All right, let's sing some songs. These are my favorite songs by McKedem. Let's see if I can get this here. Sos Assis. Sos Assis. I will greatly rejoice. Ba Adonai. Ba is the preposition. In the Lord Adonai. Pagel nafshi be'elokai. Oh, let's see here. It's a little fast. There we go.
Yeah.
Isaiah 6.
Okay, let's take a look at this song, Sos Asis, from the root sus, not the horse. This is to rejoice. Remember the song of Shakimai Besason. Sason is joy, joy. Okay, so here I will greatly rejoice in Adonai, in the Lord. The word Adonai, you see the E at the end of the word, the I. Remember, Ani. Okay, this is something to do with saying that this is my Lord. Not just Lord, but my Lord. Adonai is actually my Lord. We will talk about that today, actually. Now, the word nefesh is soul. Look at this. It says nafshi, sus, susi. Horse, my horse. Nefesh, soul, nafshi, my soul. Tagel nafshi, actually the word tagel is the same root word as habada, the word nagila. Haba, nagila, haba. That song saying, come on, let's be happy. So here, the word tagel is an imperative. I am telling my soul, okay, to rejoice in Adonai. Tagel nafshi be'elohai. Come on, soul, you rejoice in my Lord, or in the Lord. Okay, this is a big word. Hilbishani, from the root labash, to put the garment on. Okay? So the key here is because Hilbishani, that's the verb that says, because he puts on me, who is that? The Lord, okay? Big days from the word beged, which is clothing or garment. Yeshua, this is another way of saying Yeshua. This is garment of salvation. Big day, Yeshua. Okay? Here is Yeshua. Me'il's dacha ye'atani. Me'il is robe. Okay? Sdacha is from the word tzedek. Okay? This is righteousness. Remember the...
Yes.
Remember the singer, Neil Sedaka? Actually, he's Jewish. His name is from the word Sedaka. Okay. The word Yatani is the verb. He wraps me. The E there is me.
He what, I'm sorry?
Wraps. Oh. Wrap, like up.
Wraps me in the robe of righteousness.
He wraps me in the robe of righteousness. This is a beautiful song found in Isaiah 6. Okay, so let's take a look at another song. The other song is called Dodili Va'anilo. I believe we talk about it. This is found in the Song of Solomon. This means, my beloved is mine and I am his.
Deliver me, Lord, our worship.
Suffix mine or me. Dodi, dod is beloved. When you say dodi, my beloved. Li is to me. Remember the la? Remember the preposition la? Okay. If you add the yod, it becomes li. This is to me. So this is my beloved to me. And this is the conjunction vav. Va. Ani and I. Now lo is the preposition to again. Then you add the vav, it becomes to him. So this is my beloved to me, and I am to him. Okay, we have to make it smooth in English. My beloved is mine and I am his. Okay, but literally, my beloved to me and I am to him. Now, haro'eh, you see the ha there is the article the. Okay, ha. Ro'eh is shepherd. Okay, shepherd. Bashoshanim, you see the ba, preposition ba in, but this is with the a sound there, so it is in the. There is Susan's name, Shoshan, which is lily. Shoshanim, lilies. The lilies in the field. The shepherd is among the lilies. Okay, this is what the song is talking about. Now, here, akuma naba sobeba ba'ir basbakim, this is, she's talking to herself. Akuma, she's telling something about what she's gonna do. Akuma na, I will rise up, ba'asobeba, and I will go around where? Ir. What is ir? City. I will rise up, I will go around the city, and it is, you know, from Shuk, but it is Bashbakim, is the stores. Okay? I'm gonna go around in the city, I'm gonna go to the mall.
Shopping.
What is and then na? Na? Akuma na. Na is please. Akuma na ba sobeba ba ir bashbakim. I will rise up, please, and I will surround, I will go around the city and the stores, the shuk. Ubar kobot, this is, you have heard the name Rahab. Okay, Rahab. Rahab is a chariot. Okay. Ubar kobot, Ubar kobot is, I mean, the rechobot here, the u here is the conjunction and, okay, and the ba is the preposition in, so and in the rechobot. Rechobot is the streets. Okay, Rahab, Rechab, Rahab is, has something to do with chariots. Okay, so in the street and in the streets, Avaksha is I will look for et. What is et? Definite object marker. Definite object marker. There you go. Okay, because it's pointing to a definite something, definite object. What was she trying to find on the street? She ahava. What is ahava?
Love.
Okay. Napshi. There you go, napshi again. My soul. So, and in the street, I will find the love of my soul. This is very poetic. This is the Shulamite woman looking for her beloved. If you read the book, the Song of Solomon, it's not actually a love story or a love song. It is pointing to the stubbornness of this Shulamite woman because, yeah. See, look what happened. She's trying to find the beloved. Because before this, the beloved was knocking on her door.
Yeah.
But she didn't open.
Yeah.
She didn't open. Oh, I'm so comfortable here.
Yeah.
And the beloved is what? The beloved was wet with dew.
Mm.
And it just rained. And she's knocking. Come on, enjoy the blessing. Enjoy the rain. And she didn't open, and he left.
He left. She left.
And then
she
finally went out and looked at my beloved.
It's gone.
Gone. It's kind of like a picture of Revelation 3:20. I come to the door and
no.
That is a picture also in the Song of Solomon, the beloved knocking at the door. It's funny thing is in Revelation 20. 3:20, that is in, it's talking about the church of Laodicea. It's funny that Jesus was outside the church. He was knocking outside. Okay. Anyway, I love teaching. All right, so tonight we are going to do some fun things. Okay. We'll talk about the demonstrative pronoun, okay? Ze. Ze is what? In your book, it is? What is Zeh?
This.
Okay, demonstrative pronoun. This. And Zeh is what? Masculine or feminine?
Feminine.
Zeh is feminine. Oh, masculine.
Masculine.
Okay.
Yes.
Masculine. All right. Okay, the next one is Zot.
Zot.
And this is also this. But this is?
Feminine.
Feminine. So when you're pointing at something that's feminine, you will use Zot. When you're pointing at something that is masculine, you will use Zeh. Okay? Now, can you read this? This is a segol. Ele. Actually, it's just like the segol that we're talking about. Ele. The accent is on the first syllable. Ele. And this is the plural. Okay, so this is masculine singular, feminine singular. There you go. Now, ele vehayu hadivarim haele. Okay, these are the words. These, that's plural. These. And this is both masculine and feminine plural. Okay, you can use it on both. Okay, masculine and feminine plural. These. Okay, so can we read this? Who? And who is what?
Who is he?
Who is he? Right?
Very good.
Who is he?
Yes.
Also, who is a demonstrative pronoun? That. That. That which is masculine. Singular. Who is that, but masculine singular? And this is? He, also that means that, but it is feminine, singular. Okay, and can we read this? Him, and him is what? Plural for that, so that means it is?
Those.
This is masculine, plural, demonstrative pronoun, those. And this is? Hen. Again, plural, those, feminine, plural. And also, there is Hema and Hena. I didn't write them down. Okay, Hema, Hena, Hem, Hen. Okay, so, Zeh, Zot, Ele, who, he, Hem, Hen. And in English, this. This, these, that, those, and those. All right. So, tonight, we're going to practice our demonstrative pronoun. Okay, in Hebrew, apple is tapuach. Tapuach. And I'm going to transliterate. Ta. Puach. Okay, and it is masculine. Apple, masculine. And what is Hebrew for banana?
Banana.
Banana. Banana. Okay, banana. Okay.
Is it masculine too?
Find out. Yeah. You know.
Oh.
So this is?
Feminine.
Very good. This is? Orange. And in Hebrew it is?
Tapuz.
Tapuz with a Z. Okay?
Orange.
Yeah, that's orange. And this is a pear. And a pear is? Agaz.
Oh, it's different, huh?
Yes. So now, transliterating it, we are going to make them plural.
So, okay? So tapuz is a masculine or a feminine?
Yes, we will find out here. Okay? So tapuwak is masculine, so when you make it into a plural, how do we say it? Tapuhim. Okay, tapuhim. Okay, remember this ending. Okay? This is singular. This is masculine singular. This is masculine plural. Tapuwak, tapuhim. Banana.
Banano.
Banano. Banano. Yes. Banano.
Banano.
Banano. Feminine singular. Feminine plural. Remember your chart, right? The ot ending, the im ending. Okay, and actually the masculine singular do not have ending. You look at this banana, it has the a ending. The a becomes ot. Okay, and then the plural for masculine singular ends with im. Okay. Tapus, what do you think?
Tapuzim.
You guys are good. Tapuzim. Very good. Agaz?
Agazim.
So we only have one feminine tonight. Just the bananot. Okay? Agazim. All right.
Agazim.
Now, when I want to use the demonstrative pronouns, it has to match. Okay, with a noun, all right? Okay, tell me what is the masculine singular in Hebrew, the word this?
Zeh.
What will I use for a masculine singular tapuach? Zeh. So when I say zeh tapuach,
the apple.
No, this is an apple.
This is an apple.
Zetapuak. This is an apple. When I want to say this is a banana in Hebrew, what do I say?
Zot.
Zot.
Banana.
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 Because banana is
plural.
Plural. So zot. Banana. So it's kind of confusing. Zot banana. All right? Put that in the basket. When I want to say this is an orange, what do I say?
Zeh.
Tapuz. Kol hakavod. When I want to say this is a pear?
Agaz.
What if I want to say these are bananas?
Zot.
Banana. I want to say these are apples.
Tapuhim.
Very good. I want to say these are oranges.
Tapuzim.
Ele tapuzim. Okay, and the pears?
Agazim.
Very good. So remember that. Right. And these are called,
yes.
In Hebrew, fruits are free.
Free.
Fruits is what are you spell?
Perot.
Fruits.
Fruits.
Perros.
Pri is peri.
Peripi.
Bure peri.
Fruit singular.
Yeah. Where's the purple?
Peri.
Okay. Pri is with a dot. Okay, but it has the shaba, and then the resh, okay, and then the hirig, here. Okay, peri.
And the plural.
Perot. Peri, I'm sorry, periot, I'm sorry.
Periot.
Mm-hmm. Kyrios. Okay, so this is feminine ending. Kyrios. All right, so let me tell you something about the oranges and the apples. Here we go. In Hebrew, they borrowed a lot of words. I mean, when they came back to the land, they borrowed a lot of words. Like banana, they don't have any word, Hebrew word for banana. Pizza is pizza.
Pizza.
And spaghetti is spaghetti.
Chicken. Sandwich.
Hamburger is hamburger. Okay. Chocolate is chocolate.
Chocolate.
So those are borrowed. Those are borrowed letter words. So here you notice that tapuah, okay, tapus, kind of similar. There is a story behind that. Okay.
Banana.
This kind of looks like gold, right? Now, and with, like the size of an apple, right? Previously, they call oranges tapuah zahab. Tapuah, let me write it down. Tapuah zahab. And zahab is
gold.
Okay? These actually golden apples. These are golden apples. But for the, you know, as time goes by, they don't like writing the two words for orange. So, boom. They remove that, and they just call it now tapuz. You see that?
Yeah.
Okay. Tapuah zahab. They drop the ah. They drop ahab. And it's now tapuz.
Tapuz.
Tapuz. So that's a little history for you. Now, also, the word bottle, they do not have bottle in Hebrew. They call it keli. Keli is a vessel or something that you, what's the other word for vessel?
Container.
Okay. Now, they back then, there's no glass. And no bottle, okay? So they have to invent a word for bottle because now, you know, bottles all over the place. So what they did is this. When they hear water being poured to another container, they hear the word So they call bottle bakbuk. When you go to Israel, can I have a bakbuk? What? Bottle of water. Mayim, bottle of water.
Say
it
again.
Yes. And butterfly. They don't have the word for butterfly, so they hear the wings of butterfly go
par-par.
Parpar. It's an invented word again. Parpar. Okay. Now, jeans. Okay. Now, they do not have the letter J. Okay. That's funny because Yeshua's name starts with a yod and it became a J, you know, Jesus.
Yeah.
And so they don't have jeans, so, I mean, the letter J. Yes. So when they want to say jeans, they use the gimel. The gimel. And the chick-chuck here, just one chick-chuck. And so that is the letter, their letter J.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So jeans would be...
How you say it?
Okay, and another chick-chuck here. And then the noon. And then, oh, I'm sorry, that's very long noon. Okay, and then the summit. So that's your jeans, blue jeans. So that's how it is.
How do you say it then in Hebrew?
Jeans?
Yes. Jeans. Yeah, because you add a chick-chuck here, this becomes a J sound. No more G. This is gimel. Okay. They like chocolate. They do not. They do not have the word the sound ch. So they use the Sadi. Sadi is TS, right? So it's Soko.
Chocolate.
So they use this. Instead of CH, they do not have CH, remember? They do not have CH, and they do not have J's. How did I get to this?
Rabbit trail.
I know, but it's helpful. All right, so let's see. We are going to pray first. Oh, see? Bob, would you please open us up in prayer?
Lord, thank you for wrapping us with your garment of righteousness.
Yes.
And we belong to you, and you brought us from the slave market.
Mm-hmm.
And we are now your slaves, the ones that we love. And we praise you, Lord, for that transaction that
yes.
you took our sin and you gave us your love. And what a beautiful transaction.
Yes.
Bless us now as we learn more about the Hebrew language and Lita, as she teaches, and give us all insight into your words.
Yes.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Thank you, Bob. Toda. Bob. Talmid Shelley.
Bok, 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 bok.
That's great.
Bok, 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 bok. Sounds like chicken. My goodness.
Wow.
Okay. So tonight, we are going to learn about the construct chains. Remember, we did that last time, but we dealt with the singular. Okay? When I want to say son of Jesse, I would say Ben Yishai. Remember, son of Jesse. Remember, there's no of in Hebrew. You construct or you put together two nouns. And that two nouns becomes a construct chain. USA, United States of America. States actually is, it has been translated to Artsot. What is Eretz?
Earth
or? Land. Okay, Eretz. It is a segel. Eretz. That is a... This is a sadi, so feet, Eretz. Now, the plural of Eretz is Artsot. Okay, because this is a feminine noun. It does not end with the A like in banana. However, it is a feminine noun. So, Eretz, masculine singular, Artsot, feminine plural. Okay, so the word Brit, have you heard of Brit? Okay, this is Bet, Resh, Yod, and Tav. And this Ha here is the article the, T-H-E. So you see here, Artsot, lands. Okay? And this is a construct chain. So there, in English, it is lands of. Ha, Brit. What is Brit?
Covenant.
United States, in Hebrew, is the land,
oh,
the lands of covenant.
Ooh, sounds good.
Mm-hmm. There's something there.
Yeah.
When the founding fathers actually, started this land, okay, under God, our constitution is all about God guiding us. Did you know that they even considered Hebrew to be our national language?
That's cool.
Right?
Yes.
And back, you know, in those days, Harvard University, Princeton, or Yale, what were they using as their textbooks? Textbook?
The Bible.
The Bible. In Hebrew, also.
Wow.
Oh. Yes.
If you study also Columbus, you'll find that when the Catholics were killing a lot of the Jews,
mm-hmm.
Colón is a Jewish name. He took a lot of the Jews out of Europe, out
mm-hmm.
of Spain, into the Americas.
In 1842, Columbus, Christopher Columbus sailed the ocean. 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue. And he was with a bunch of Jewish people who were running away from the Inquisition from King Philip and Queen Isabella. And that time was also the Blood Moon.
Mm-hmm.
After that.
Oh. His logbook was written in Hebrew.
I'm sorry?
His logbook was written in Hebrew.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
of course. Yeah, he was Jewish. Yes. Okay, so that's another, that's, this is just a side note, but what I'm talking about here is you see a construct chain here with a makef. Artsot ha-abrit. Artsot ha-brit. Brit ha-kadasha is the new covenant or the new testament. Our Bible, the new testament is called ha-brit. Brit ha-kadasha. Alright? So, again, let's go back. This is not the one. Oh, hold on a second, guys. Here we go. Plural construct chains. Okay, let's see here. Let's take a look at this and find a construct chain in this passage. Let's try to read. Ready? Vayhi, can you see it? I can make it bigger. Come on, guys. I know you can. Don't be shy.
Hevel.
Roe.
Son.
Okay, son. Okay. Let's read that again. Vayhi.
Hevel.
Roe. Son. Okay, ready?
Vekayin.
Aya.
Bed.
Adama. We are going to find the construct chain. Okay, it says, and now, here it's now, but it's supposed to be, and it was. Okay, by he. Heaven is who?
Abel.
And what was, and who was he?
Son of Adam.
He was a shepherd.
He was a shepherd. Roe is shepherd. Son is? Flocks. Okay, or a flock of, here it's herder of flocks. Roe actually is a shepherd,
shepherd
of the flocks. Okay, so that's Hevel. So there is your construct chain, roe son, herder of flocks. Okay, and this is what? Singular. Okay, roe son. Now, there's another passage, another line. It says, ve kayin, the ve here is the conjunction, and this is kayin, this is Cain. Haya is was, there is your verb was. Can you read this?
Oved.
You remember the son of Boaz and Ruth?
Oved.
Oved is the father of Jesse. And Jesse is the father of
David.
The word Oved means a worshiper or a doer, okay, or a servant. Okay, so Oved, servant of what?
Servant of God.
Earth.
What is?
Servant of God.
This is Adama.
Adama.
The word Adam is Adam or man. But man is from what?
The ground.
From the ground. Adama is ground. So Obed, Adama here is worker of the ground. Okay, this is your singular construct chain. Obed, Obed, Adama. Now we are going to take a look at the plural construct forms. Okay, so here, remember last time we talked about Elohim? Okay, this is Elohim. If I want to say God of, I would say Elohei. Elohei Abraham, Elohei Yitzchak, Velohei Yaakov. The God of Abraham, the God of Yitzchak, and the God of Yaakov. Okay? Let's do that. So that is Elohim. And you see the formula up there? Okay? You drop the mem, you retain the yod, but the hirik drops and you retain, and you put sere instead. Okay? So this is Segol, Katap, Segol, and Elohim. Okay, right there. So what you're gonna do is you're gonna drop the mem, and you put sere. So it becomes Elohei. It doesn't mean anything. Elohim is God, but this is God of. Now, look at this word, malachei. The absolute form of that word is malachim. Okay, let's do this. And that is a kaf, and that malachim. What is malach?
Angel.
Malachim?
Angels.
Okay, this is Elo. Okay, oh, I'm sorry. Malachim. Okay, the word malach is angel. The word malachim, angels or messengers.
Angels.
Gabriel. Angel Gabriel was a malach. Okay, Gabriel is a malach. And Michael is also a malach. Okay, and Satan was also a malach. Okay, angel. Okay, so malachim, if you want to say angels of or messengers of, you drop the mem, you change this to sere. Malachim. We sing that all the time. Bo'achem l'shalom malachei ha'shalom malachei el'elyon. Mihi melech malachei ha'melachim ha'kadosh baruch hu. Malachei. Malachei ha'shalom, the messengers of? Shalom. Malachei ha'shalom.
Peace.
Messenger
of peace.
The messengers of peace. All right. So let's see. So remember this formula now. And this is all in your books. The reason why I'm showing this to you in full color is for your brains to kind of memorize it. This is how I learn. I love looking at things. Okay, so let's take a look. So let's see. Let's read this. Melachim. Do not make a mistake of saying that this is the same as Melachim. You don't see an Aleph here, right? Malach is angel or messenger. Melech is
king.
Malachim?
Kings.
So this is kings. So I want to say kings of Israel. Here you go. Here is your construct form of the verb, of the noun malachim. Malchei.
Malchei.
Malchei. So we are going to put an imaginary line here. Melachim to malchei. Okay? Kings of. So let's read this. Avadim. Avadim. Okay, let's go back here. This is Obed. Okay, that's a slave or a servant or a worker. The plural form of Obed is? Avadim. Okay. Oh, wait a minute. So sorry. Obed here actually is a worker. Eved. Oh my goodness.
What
is Obed? Oh, I have a conversation. Yes, Obed. Okay. Okay. The word Eved. There are two forms. Here, Obed actually is a verb turned noun.
Is that a bed?
Yeah. Eved. Actually, okay. Eved. This is the servant. Okay? Now, Obed. That is a sere. It is the one who works or a worker. Okay, the one who works. And this is also a present tense for working, for work. You know, I am working. So these are two different ones. This is servant. This is the one who works or working. All right? So the plural of this is the one we're talking about on this slide. Avadim. So this is servants. When I want to say servants of the king, I will say Avdei HaMelachim or Avdei Israel, the servants of Israel. You see, we follow the same formula. We drop the hirik, drop the mem, and then we add the sere. And there is again the change of the vowel points here. You see this? You lose the seva and you retain the patah. Okay, let's read this. Anashim. Okay, Anashim. What's Anashim?
Men.
This is the plural for ish, right? Ish. Anashim. Okay. And also, we use this word for, you know, in general, people. Anashim. Okay? So, this is men, but if I want to say men of Israel, I will say Anshei Israel.
Anshei Israel.
People or men of Israel. Okay? So, okay, here is Eved. It's segel. Right here on the top. Eved, servant. All right. Okay, let's see another form here. These are at least three syllables. Let's take a look at two syllables. Nouns that have two syllables. Let's read this. Panim. This is my panim. That's your panim. But I only have one face. Why is it that face is in the plural form? You see this? Because in Hebrew, you have many faces. You have an angry face. You have a happy face. You have a very serious face. You have a silly face. See that? That's why it's plural. Panim. I have many panim. Okay, you have a goofy face. Okay, a serious one too. An angry one. Panim. Okay, so this is face or faces. Okay? Now, if I want to say face or faces of, here is the formula here. If the first syllable, if the consonant of the first syllable has a vowel pointing of a kamats, like this, panim, it changes to shava, these two dots, and then you drop, again, you drop the mem, you drop the hirik, and you use the ser. So this is pnei. Face of or faces of. All right?
Pnei.
Okay, let's read this. Damim. What is dam?
Blood.
So the mim is bloods. So if I want to say bloods of, what will I put here?
Damim.
The sere. Okay. The two dots like this. This is going to be our formula here. Two dots and ayod. Demay. Bloods of.
Demay.
Demay. So remember when God told Cain,
blood of Jesus,
the blood of your brother is crying from the ground. And he didn't say, in Hebrew, it didn't say blood. It said bloods. Demay. Achicha. The blood of your brother, the man. Well, I think I shared this with you because the blood is supposed to be the generations of Abel that's been murdered. Right. Let's read this. Etsim. Etsim is? Eps is tree. Etsim?
Trees.
So etsim, trees. I want to say trees of the garden. So look, there's a little change here because this is a guttural. Guttural don't normally take just the shava, so you need to add the patach. Okay, you will never see a shava with you will never see an ayin or a guttural ayin or guttural aleph with a shava. You see it with a Hatep Segol or Hatep Patak. This is Hatep Patak. That means a reduced patak. So we are going to drop the mem. We're going to drop the hirik. And we put sere underneath the sadi. And we add the yod. So it is atsei. Trees of. Okay?
What's the pronunciation again?
Atsei. Atsei. Pronunciation is Atsei. Atsei. Atsei Hagan. The trees of the garden. Here, you go. Dam, blood, Eved, servant, panim, faces. Now, you will encounter the word lifne all the time in the Bible. Lipnei Elohim.
Trees of.
Okay.
Trees
of. I keep putting all
trees
my.
Of. Yeah, whatever.
My pens here. Okay, so we are going to. Okay, here we go. This is Pnei. This is what?
Face
of. Okay. Now, when we add the lamen here, okay, we cannot do this. Remember, that's a rule?
Mm-hmm.
So, you drop the shava, you just add the hirik. Now, this one will change because this is no longer the first consonant of the word. This will change to the F sound, the fe. So this is lif, ne. This is two face. Okay, lif ne is two face. But you do not say in English two face. So here, this becomes the word before. before God, face to face with God.
Two-face.
Face to face. So you are Lifnei Adonai, you are before God.
Face to face
with God. Okay? So this word Lifnei, you will see this a lot in the Tanakh. Okay, so that is the plural construct in the masculine gender. Are you ready? And that is 8 o'clock now. I'll give you a 10-minute break. We will go back to the construct form after 10 minutes. Ay, ay, ay. I'm very slow, okay?
Very interesting, though. Bring out all the language, the mysterious language.
Yeah.
You know,
the mood.
And you know, face to face. We never think about that.
Yeah.
That's really good.
I mean,
Sela.
So, when you say
rock, Sela is rock, depending on what
the spelling.
Yes, all that.
Okay, Sela is rock or. If you're using it in music, or you're singing, Sela is pause.
So when you say apple tree, apple tree.
We don't.
Do you want me to continue giving you? Okay. And do you go? Just to send everybody the link to my notes. You can hear it. You can. Everything is recorded. So, yes. Oh, it's easy. Just go to maranathachapel.org, click on ministries, click on Maranatha Bible College. I just sent you the link.
Okay, that'd be easier.
Yeah, easier.
Okay, yeah, if you could send me materials, I need it.
Yes.
When you get to the verbs, I really want to stay.
The verbs. Oh, we're getting near that.
Yeah. That's the hardest part. I suppose it's the hardest part.
I don't know.
Maybe the pronouns.
Yeah, the pronouns is a little, you know, because there's so many of them. We have the demonstrative verb. You know, the gender, the number.
But I don't have one thing. So much for you.
What is in your heart?
It's just my joy. You know, I always look forward to first days. And the good thing about it is that the Lord prepared me for this because I had taught
what's the similar tree.
This is actually my third time, and I'm seeing God's hands. Oh my Lord, you know, you practiced me. You know, you let me experience all these. It's because you're putting me right here. I never know this.
No,
I say this.
I'd say it's three.
It's continuing. Yes. I mean here. It's continuous. Yeah.
Okay. I wouldn't mind getting we'll probably be back.
Okay. By Thanksgiving time, you know, the fall semester is over. Starts in August, September, October.
Where you are and what's going on.
You
don't want to lose you.
I'm here. I'm not going anywhere. I'm not going to Ohio.
ATS. That's the singular for tree. So when you say apple tree, how would you say apple tree? It's tapua chia at.
Tapos.
Tapos
is orange tree.
Orange tree. And then agas is agas. Yes, pear tree. Agas. ATS. The ATS.
On that last word, it showed us
The alphabet is my, you know, my drawback. Tris alphabet.
Demonstrative pronouns, those are this, these, that, those. And there's also interrogative pronouns, right? What are they? Interrogative. Very good. In English?
What's basket in Hebrew?
We can call this keli.
Keli.
Or?
It's like the bottle. Keli.
Keli. Yes, yes. Not keli. Keli. Well, let's say a tik. T-I-Q is
Ketik.
A bag. This is not a bag. Oh, kadur sal kadur regel. Kadur sal kadur regel. Okay. Basket is sal. Sal. You know how I remember when I say kadur sal? Kadur is ball, basket is sal.
Basketball.
The ball. Kadur sal is basketball.
So sal is
sal basket. Is basket. Okay.
And the ball was
ze
sal.
Ze sal. This is a basket. Oh, kadur. Kadur is ball. So when I say kadur. Kadur sal is basketball.
This is
going there. Okay. So, interrogative pronouns. Let's talk about ma. Ma is what's in Hebrew? How do you spell it? Ma. Ma. What? Okay. Now, if I want to say what is this, I say ma. You have to think about the gender of this fruit. Tapuwak is what?
Apple.
Okay, I'm asking what is this? And you will say that is an apple. Now, the way I will say my question is this. Ma,
what?
Ze, this. Ma, ze.
Ma, ze.
Ze, tapua.
Hen, yopi, mitsuyan. Ze, tapua.
Okay.
Toda. No. Okay.
Ze.
Oh.
Ze.
Mahu.
What is that?
What is that? Maze, what is this? Ma, who? Because that is who. Okay.
What is this?
I would now. This is a banana. This is feminine. Watch. I'm gonna ask this question. I'm sorry. Maze. I will not say mazot because I don't know it. That's why I'm asking. You will say zot banana.
Banana.
But everything is masculine when you initially ask, okay? Mahu he banana.
He banana.
Okay. She or it is. That, I'm sorry, no, no, no. That. That is he. That is also who. He is that and who is also that.
Okay.
Maele.
What are they?
Very good. What are these?
What are these?
Mahem. What are?
Those.
I erase. Oh, that, there you go. I didn't erase that. I thought I erased.
Don't erase it.
Okay.
Don't erase it. I didn't
either. Mahem. What are those? And then you will say, hem.
Hem. Banano.
Period.
Period.
Oh, period, yeah.
Period.
Okay, and period is feminine, so you will say hen.
Hen.
Period.
Hen.
Period. Okay. Okay. Maze. You will say zot. Banana. Maele. Maele. Ele.
Ele.
Banano. These are banana.
Banano.
Ata, you're there. There already. Okay, you already know a lot. That was what I said. I'm sorry. Ma ele.
Ele. Ele. Tapuzin.
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 Ele tapuzin.
Very good.
What's other apple? Tapuzin.
Where
do they put it?
Tapuzin.
Tapuzin.
Mahem. Hem. Tapokim.
Tapokim.
Mahu.
Hu tap.
El.
Huha.
Mahu.
Okay, so that's just a little icebreaker. Okay, so let's go back to construct chains. All right. So we know that the feminine plural has an ending. Okay? Ot is the ending. All right? So when you do two nouns construct, put them together, and they become a construct chain. And the first noun is plural. There is no change. Yay! Like this word. Let's read. Homot. Libnei homot Yerushalayim. Okay. Homot is walls. Homa is wall. Okay, homa.
Singular.
Singular. Here. Homa. Singular. Now, we make it plural. It becomes that. Homot.
Homot.
Homot. Now, I want to say walls of Jerusalem. Homot Jerusalem. There is no change.
Oh.
Okay. Unlike the masculine plural, you change the im into a. Elohim to Elohe. Okay. Avadim to Avdei. Panim to Pnei. Damim to Demei.
Sounds French.
All right. But the feminine plural stay the same. Okay. So let's take a look at this. This word, let's read. Mincha. Mincha. So what is the plural for this word mincha? Minchot. Right here. Minchot. Okay. Okay. Let's read this. Hola. Like hola. Hola. Amigos, okay. Hola is when I want. Okay, there are more than one hola. What is the correct plural form of hola?
Olot.
Okay. Now let's read this. Sava. Uh huh. And the plural form is. Sivot. Have you heard of the Lord of Sabaoth? And then if they say that it is the Lord of Sabaoth, oh, very, very wrong. Okay, there's a song, there's a hymn that sing about the Lord of Sabaoth. And they change, you know, and they say, oh, it's the Lord of the Sabbath. I said, no. Saba is an army. Lord of hosts. Or Lord of Army. Okay. Saba is singular. Sibaot is plural. So this is, when you say Adonai Sibaot, Lord of the armies or Lord of hosts. All right. So let's take a look here. There are some changes, except for the one on the top. Look at this. Can you read this? Very good. And you say, there is no change. Okay? But look at the next one. This is Sadot. What is Sadot? It's from the word Sadeh, which is field. So Sadot, fields. Now there is a reduction. This is the absolute form of the word. Feminine plural, sadot. If I want to say fields of, the kamatz becomes a seva. There's a reduction to sadot. Okay? So let's read this. Mam la chot. Okay, this is a silent seva. Mam la chot. Okay, so here you have the kamatz. So this one is the absolute form of the word. Now, when I put it on a construct chain, this will be reduced to a shva. This becomes mam lechot instead of mam lachot. Hot. Mam lechot.
What does that mean?
Oh, kingdoms.
Kingdoms, mamlehot.
Mamlacha is kingdom. Mamlechot, kingdoms. Mamlechot, kingdoms of. All right?
Manla.
That was my husband saying bye-bye. Okay. Mamlachot.
What is Sedot?
Manla is the single.
Sedot, fields. Otot, signs. I know, don't laugh. It's a bad word in Filipino.
It's a fart.
Well,
in English. In English.
Wow. She's a bad girl.
No, just...
Okay, ot means a sign. Remember in Genesis 1:14, the heavenlies, the rainbow is a sign. And what else are signs? The moons and the stars are made to be for signs, for feasts, memoedim, right? That's what it is. Oat. Okay.
Wow, they really got that.
She's still laughing. Okay. There are some words, some nouns that are irregular. So let's read this. Bechor. Bechor. Okay. Now you would think, oh, that's masculine singular. It is masculine singular. However, when you translate, when you make it into plural, it will not say bekurim. It will say bechorot. Okay. Like the word av. What is av?
Father.
Father. Av, father. And what is the plural for father?
No, that is our father. Sorry.
That's my father.
Avot.
Instead of avim. Avot.
Avot.
Okay. Let's see, what else? And there are other words. I can't think. Okay, so bechor, bechorot. Bechor is firstborn. Bechorot, firstborn. Let's read this. It's a segel, segel. Heaven. Heaven. And that is vapor. Vapor. Or like here, this is a vapor, or a steam, or a breath, right? Breath.
Or spirit.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Breath. Hevel. That is actually able. Okay, so it was just a vapor. It was gone, just like that. Now, if I want to say vapors off, this is what I will write. Hable. Hable. Because hablim is the plural for hevel. Remember the rule? The im becomes a. Hable. Okay. And the feminine singular becomes, when it translates to a feminine plural, it ends with the ot. Okay, so let's take a look. Okay, here we're going to pair the absolute word to the construct word. Let's read this. And what's this? Now, the reason why it's circled is because it is the right answer. Okay? This is the absolute form of the word. This is also the construct form of the word. There's no change. Okay? This is singular, absolute form. This is singular, construct form. Okay. So, let's read this. Kokeve is a construct form of what? This or this? What is the absolute form of kokeve? Kokavim. Remember the rule? Okay, remember the rule? The hirik will drop and the mem will drop because this is kokavim means stars. Kokeve means stars of. All right? Let's read this. Nevi'at. Nevi'at is obviously a construct form, feminine singular, because of the tav at the end. Remember? We learned this last week. So what is this? What is the construct form of what? This is a construct form of what? Nevi'a or Nevi'ot? Nevi'a. Very good, because Nevi'a is a singular feminine construct form of a noun. So Nevi'a, because Nevi'a is prophetess. Nevi'a is prophetess of. Nevi'ot is prophetesses. Many prophetesses. Okay. Female prophets. There you go. Okay, and these are all in your textbook, in the book. Oh, cherev means, what is this?
Sword.
Cherev. Okay, it has something to do also, this is the same root word for cherubim. Okay, so, oh, that's too long. Okay, so let's take a look at this. we are going to find some, we are going to find the pronominal suffix of some words. Ready? Vaihi. Bi. Biyotam. Basade. Vayakom. Very good. How did you know that? It's an O. Vayakom. Instead of Vayaham, it's Vayakom. Because the accent is on the ya. Vayakom. This is unaccented closed syllable. So this is the O sound. Vayakom. Okay, ready? Kayin. El.
Havel.
Hevel. Achi. Who said chi? Achiv. This is a vav. This is achiv. Slowly. Ba, this is a, a, a. Okay, ready? Ar, this is a silent shva. Ba, ya, har, ge. Uh-oh. Ba, ya, har, ge, hu. Ba, ya, har, ge, hu. Okay. By he, it also, it was or it happened. Okay, be, be your tam. You see the word yo here? Be your tam. Okay, let's see here. They were, this is actually a very big verb. In their situation. Okay, and it was translated while they were. Okay, which is good also. Okay, basade, sade is field, and the ba here is the pronominal, the preposition in the. So this is in the field. Vayakom. Okay, from the word, remember, kumi, talita, rise as verb. Okay, vayakom is past tense, okay? And he rose up, okay? Who rose up?
Cain
rose up. Okay. You see here in the sentence, the verb comes first. Okay. And then the subject. Vayakom, and he rose Cain. Okay. In English, and Cain rose. Rose, it's in English up against, which is okay. But this is to. Okay. To who?
Abel.
To Abel. And who is Abel? Abel?
Brother.
His brother. Look, Ach is
brother.
When we add the Vav at the end, it becomes his brother, Achib. Okay? Bayahag, Bayahargehu. This is a big word. The word is harag. Harag is the root for murder. Hey, Resh and Gimel, harag, murder. And he killed him. Bayahargehu. The who here is him. Okay? The pronominal suffix. Okay. Okay, so let's read this. Go ahead. Just blurt it out. Come on. Bayomer. What's this?
Adonai.
Remember, I told you, memorize these letters. Yod, hey, bab, hey, is Adonai. Okay, when you see this, four letters, Adonai. Okay, Bayomer Adonai.
Kain.
Kain. A. Hevel. Ha. Ha. Same as this one. Vayomer lo yada ti hashomer achi anochi. Very good. We did this last time. Vayomer Adonai el Kayin, ei hevel achika vayomer. Lo yadati hashomer achi anochi. All right. So, am I my brother's keeper? The word I here is anochi. Right here. My brother is achi. Ach is brother. Achi is my brother. Hashomer is the keeper. From the word shamar. Okay. Shamar is those three root letters. Shin, Mem, and Resh is something to do with keeping and guarding. Okay? So here, Adonai is the subject. Adonai, he said, El is to. To who? Cain. And this is what he said. A hevel, where is? A is where? Okay, now the modern Hebrew is apo. But the classical Hebrew for where is A? A hevel achicha. Where is your brother Abel? Ach, here is brother. And then with the cha ending is you or your, remember? We talked about this last week. The ending, the e, the cha, the ech. Right? Okay. Susi.
Susa.
Suscha. Susech. Okay, suso, susa, susenu, oh, that's susenu? Oh, yeah, susenu, susem, susen, suschem, susren, susem, susem, susen. So here is the cha is your. Okay, a hevel achika. And then, Cain, this is Cain or Cain's direct speech. Okay, Vayomer, and he said, this is, and when it says, and he said, this is Cain speaking. Lo yadati, I do not know. Okay, from yada, lo yada. Okay, from yada, that's the root for knowing. Yod, dalet, and ayin. Lo yadati, I don't know. Hashomer achi anochi, am I my brother's keeper? But God knows. Okay, very good. So you have kind of like a feeling now when you read short verses like that, right? Okay, so let's see here. Let's go back. Okay, the va here is the what? The end. Okay, and the L here is the preposition to. So you know that. And you know Anochi, which is I, and you know, oh, by the way, you see this form, Hashomer? Now, how do I know that this is a question? Hashomer, achi anochi? How do I know that this is a question? The reason being, the reason why I know this is a question is because of this form. When this hey, with the vowel pointing, hatet patach, is added to a noun like this, or a word, it becomes, this is a question mark. This is the question mark. So, when I see that, aha, that is a statement, how do you say that?
Interrogative.
Okay? That is a question. And this is in your book, actually. Did you read it already?
Yeah.
Okay, very good. So that is your interrogative hey. That is what we call it, interrogative hey. Okay, so let's go ahead and read this. This is not ma. Me. Let me see here. I'm sorry. I'm going to make it bigger. Okay. Blurt it out.
Asita.
Asita.
Kol. The meg. Look at that form. What is that? It's a construct form. That is not just bloods. It is bloods of. The meg. Achika. What is achika? Your brother. Remember the ha ending? Your? Okay. Let's see. Vayomer. Me asita kol de me achika. Okay, what's the next word?
So
him
Eli.
Eli. Min ha adama. Okay, let's take a look at some of the words that we know already. Okay, we know the me achika. Bloods of your
brother.
What about this? This is a preposition?
From.
Okay. And we know this already. Adama. What is Adama?
Ground.
And what is the ha doing there?
The ground.
The, that is the article the. So we know. We when you look at this and you read it, oh, I know that. Now the word call is voice or a sound. But for me, it should have been voice. Not just a sound, but voice. Okay, now here, me, remember, maze, what is this?
What?
There is another variation of what, and that is me. Okay, here, me asita. And this is an advanced rule, but we're not going to talk about that. I don't want you to get more confused. Okay. What asita? What have you done? Or what did you do? Call the me achika, the voice of the bloods of your brother. So akim here is a participle. It's a verb that ends with ing. Okay? It's here, it's a crying. But in reality, so akim is like screaming. Okay? Ah! Not just crying, but screaming. So akim, Eli. Okay. You see this? This is the word El is God, right?
Mm-hmm.
But this one is not God. This is a preposition to. But this is to me, Eli. To me. God's talking to me. Okay? So the bloods of your brother is screaming to me from the ground. Okay, not just crying, but screaming. And not just the one drop of the blood, bloods. The generation of your brother, Hevel, is gone. Okay, so, we don't have time to, let me see. Because we still have an, oh dear Lord. Did we do this already? Okay, so let's stop there and let's continue on doing the pronominal suffixes, right? We learned this. What is susi?
My horse.
What if I want to say my horses?
Susi.
My horses. This is my horse. What about my horses? Okay. It's going to be changed to, okay. Susim is the plural for horses. Okay. So when we follow the rule of dropping the mem, let me write it down so you don't get confused. Okay. Sus, one horse. Susim, horses. Okay, we just learned the rule. Horses of would be, we drop this, we change this into sere. We drop the mem and we
and the yod. Susei becomes what? Horses of. Now, what if I want to say horses of me or my horses? Instead of keeping the sere there, look at the screen, we will say susai.
Susai,
my horses. That's why we also say Adonai. But it doesn't mean my lords. We say Adonai, plurality, yes, because it is respect to the Lord. Mm-hmm. Okay? And also shows plurality. Adonai, you're right, my lords. But we're talking to one God, one Lord. So Adonai. So here you see, susei of me is susai. Uh-huh. Adonai of me is Adonai. Okay? Yes. Okay, so here, these are my horses, susai. So that's the formula that we just did. It becomes batak yod. Okay? All right. That's why, let me see if I can get that back. Oh no. I can find it. The word Eli. Okay, let's keep it here. Eli. We just read that word. Eli is
to me.
Oh, Eli.
To me. When you're talking about yourself, in the plural form, okay, you take the plural form. I'm sorry. If you're talking about yourself, you always take the plural form. To me, Eli. Okay? Let's see. Susai is my horses. Eli is actually myself also. Mm. To myself. But that's taking the plural form to myself, actually. See, in English, when you are talking to one person, you're saying, you are. But there's only one. Right? You are. A student, you are, but you're one.
Ourselves, then.
Yes, but it is, but you refer to myself, not myself. You want to make
myself.
It correct. Do you know what I'm saying here?
Yeah.
You are, but you're one. Eli, but I'm one. Okay, that's the Hebrew version of it. Okay, regel. Okay. Here we go. Regel is foot. Regel. Resh, gimel, lamed. And then underneath is segel, segel. Very long. Okay. Regel. Dun, 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 dun. Okay. 1 foot. Okay. Raglaim. 2 feet. Okay. So I want to say my foot, ragli. My feet, raglai. You see it? Susi, my horse, susai. My horses, ragli, my foot, raglai, my feet. All right? Carni. It's not carnitas in carni. Horn, my horn. If you have a friend named Karen, that means horn. Karen, yes, Karen, horn. Okay, carne is my horn, carne, my horns. Carnai, my horns. You got it? Keren is spelled kuf, resh, nun, and then segel, segel. Keren. So this is how you... Segel, segel. Where is that? Segel, segel. And nun. Keren.
That's Karen's name.
Okay. Karni, my horn. Karnai, my horns. Okay. So now we're going to the second person. Masculine. Now, raglai, karnai. This is first person, common. Okay? So man or woman can say this. Because it's common. You're referring to yourself. Now, masculine, singular, second person, to you, okay? Your horses, okay? It is suseha, suseha. In the masculine, how do we say it? Suscha, your horse. Suseha, your horses, okay? And here's the form. And it's in your book. Okay? It becomes susim. We drop the mem. And then instead of, remember the rule is this? Remember it's supposed to be sere? But because we have another vowel at the end of the word, this has been reduced to sere. I mean to sego. A short e sound. Suseha, your horses. Okay? Now, in the feminine singular second person, we say what? Suscha. I mean, susech, I'm sorry. Susech, right? Your horse. In the feminine singular, feminine plural second person, it's susayich. Your horses. Susayich. See the seba at the end? Just like susech. There's a seba at the bottom of, underneath the chaf sufi. Susayich. So we have susay, my horses. Susecha, your horses. Susayich, your horses, and. Okay? Second person. Feminine. Plural. Okay, let's go here. Let's go to the third person. I want to say his horse is suso. Okay? Now, I want to say this time his horses, it becomes susav. Susav. His horses. Okay? Now, it's different now. Now, the sere becomes the kamats, and then we add the vowel. See, the thing is, it's important that you know your endings, the pronomical suffixes. Okay? Okay, so that is his horses. Now let's talk about her horses. Now, feminine always have the ha at the end. And in the feminine singular third person, her horse is susa. Her horses is suseha. Suseha. Okay, again, remember your endings. So let's move on. And let's say our horse is what? Susenu. Susenu. Is that Susenu? Okay, without the yod. In the plural, it's our horses is suseinu. It is following the rule. Look at this. Suseinu. We add the nu at the end. Our horses. Okay, so let's take a look at the second person, masculine plural. Your horses. Same ending as the same ending with the masculine suschem. Remember your horse? Suschem. Here, susechem, your horses. Suschen, your horse. Feminine. Now in the plural is susechen. Okay, very understandable. It's following the rules. Okay, susechen. So now we're going to the plural third person, their horses. following the rules here, to say him, they, there, a bunch of men, their horses, to say him. Oh, there's a bunch of women. There's a woman who has, there's a woman who has horses. It is to say hen, their horses, bunch of women. Oh, no, no, horses owned by a woman. Horses owned by one woman. To say hen. Okay, so let's see what's next. I want a very, okay, here we go. Here's the pronominal suffixes with plural nouns. Susai, my horses. Suseha, your horses. Second masculine, plural. Okay. Susayich, second feminine, plural. Susav, third masculine, plural. Okay. Suseha, third feminine, plural. Now what if I want to say our horses? We say Suseinu. What I like about this on this side is that it's following the rule. You see, this is a sere here. Horses of our, horses of us, horses of you women, horses of them men, horses of them women. Okay, got it? Okay, they're following the rule, but this one is not, they're not. Okay, these are not sere. All right, so, and I will send this graph to you guys. So it's easier for you to memorize. Okay, let's see here. Let's see if we can, okay, we have 5 minutes. What do you want to read? There's another one here. Okay, a shorter one. Okay, ready? Yomer, Moshe, Bin Areinu, very good. Bin Areinu, Uvizkeneinu, Nelech. This is a sabah.
Okay.
Okay. Here, this is the word Vayomer is the verb, and he said, Moshe is the subject. So here, and he said, who said? Moses said. So in English, you say Moses said, or and Moses said. The reason why we have the and here because it's a narrative. And he went, and she, and he climbed, and it's, we're narrating. Okay? So, Bayomer Moshe, Bin Areinu. Uh-oh, this is kind of looked like one of our words, like Suseinu. What is Suseinu? Our horses. Okay? This, if we drop the B, B is a preposition. With, okay, with. What is Na'ar?
One fountain?
No, Na'ar with sure. The Nun. Sure. Nun, Ayin, and Resh.
Young?
Young man. Young. Okay, there you go, young man. Okay. B is with, the B is preposition with. Bin Areinu, the Na'ar there is young ones, and Nu is our young ones. See here, our young ones.
Our young men.
Our young ones. Na'ar, you can put that as a young man, or na'arot, na'ara, is young woman. So here it is a combination. Our young ones, our children. Okay? Now, the u here, uviskeneinu, the u here is the conjunction vav, and. The b is like the b here with. The word zaken, zayin, kuf, and nun is old. Very good. Okay, so this is Moses said, with our young ones and with our old ones, our old men, Nelech, we will go. We shall go. Nelech. Nelech, this is common plural, we. Nelech. Lech is from halach, to go. Okay? So you see the use of nu here, our. And there's a lot in the Bible. Malkeinu, Avinu. Okay, what else? Eleinu. So many. Mispacha, Mispachot, Mispachotein, Mispacha. How do I do that? Anyway, so I got reminded we got 1 minute to go. I am just glad that we finished this. Okay, so I want to share this with you. Okay. Moshe. Moshe. How do you read this? Moshe ve Caleb. What is Moshe? Who is that?
Moses.
Moses. I want you to write this down. This. And the va here is what?
And.
And what is Caleb?
Caleb, or all heart. All heart.
All heart?
Yeah.
What is all heart?
A dog.
Caleb. Caleb is dog. Dog. Caleb is dog. If you have a friend named Caleb,
yeah. Okay. Caleb is dog.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Moses and dog. But you know, we don't say Moses and dog. We say Moses and the dog to make it smooth, okay? But this is Moses and the dog. When you see Mem, Shin, Hey, Vav, Kaf, Lamed, and Bet at the beginning of a word, you stop and say, are you a prefix? These are prefixes. Yes. Me, Min. Okay, the word from me mean it assimilate to the word, you know, to the word. Okay, it could also, okay, this is, can be min, and then sha is the relative pronoun that. Okay, that I love. Remember we sang a song, she ahava nafshi akumana ba asobeva ba'ir bashvakim ubar kovot avaksha. Et she ahava. She ahava is that I love. So she is a relative pronoun, that. Okay? She. She. Hey is article. Hey, the. And you attach it to the word. Okay? So we have preposition min, relative pronoun she, article hey, conjunction va. What is? Like a tower, remember? Kamigdal, like, okay? Or according to. La is to, and ba is, or ba is, in, at, by, with. So these are your prefixes. Moses and the dog.
Moses and the dog.
So when we read next time, I will pause and say, Moses and the dog. And you will say, oh, me, oh, sha, oh, that's a shuhei, oh, that's a conjunction vowel. Okay? I will say that. Moses and the dog. All right? So, okay, here in the word bin areinu, there is a ba here. Moses and the dog. What is it? A preposition ba. All right? Okay, here, there's a verb. Moses and the dog. That is the? Conjunction N. Very good. Wow. My professor didn't teach me that way. Oh. Come up with that. That's my
prayer.
Praise the Lord. So let's all stand up and let's pray because I didn't let you. Okay, did you learn something tonight?
Yes.
Just follow the book and remember what you've seen on the screen. And I will send you, I forgot to send you the link to Maranatha Bible College. You know, you can still hear the recording, by the way. All right, let me ask Pastor Levy to close us in prayer. Good Lord.
Lord God, thank you for this evening. You know that we learned. Help us to retain it and keep it safe as we go home this evening. And thank you for all that we're doing. We bless you and we love you in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you. Moses and the dog. Okay. Moshe
v'chelev. I was looking for a word in
Moshe v'chelev. Chelev.
I turned this off.